Recording. Hi. Hello. How's your evening going? I don't know what to say. I guess welcome back to the happiest, saddest podcast you'll ever listen to. I think that's what I used to say when I recorded these often. I don't even know. I feel so, But this isn't supposed to be something that's like, oh my god, everybody's gonna listen to me, blah, blah, blah. It's supposed to be relaxing and rejuvenating for myself. I need to remember why I started this podcast. This was a healing podcast for me. Because when I first started this podcast, I'm gonna not go into depth because that's a story for another day, another episode, and I don't want to make anyone else sad with my sad life, which I've done a lot of self-reflecting and a lot of like looking at the things that I've experienced, and I don't have a sad life. I just have a lot of unfortunate things that happen to me, and I guess I can say sorry. I don't know why I stopped making these podcasts. I think I had just kind of convinced myself that nobody wanted to hear what I had to say. Or that, you know, my opinion doesn't matter. There's so much shit going on in the world that, you know. But I definitely think, I need to remember why I started this. This was, for me, this is a way for me to express myself in a manner that nobody can correct me or interrupt or try to say something that undermine me or whatever the fuck I deal with on a regular basis. And I think I told a lot of people that I started a podcast and I was scared people would listen to it, but why? I was scared people would hear me talking about the shit that was going on in my life and be like, oh, she's talking about me. Well, you know, don't give me shit to talk about. So, I guess I can say sorry to those who actually, you know, listened to this podcast and enjoyed it or wanted to hear what was going on. I don't know. I don't have a way of, you know, there's not really ways that people can reach me. And I think in the last episode or so before this, I was saying I was going to record these every Wednesday. Yeah, that did not happen. I wanted it to. I did. Like, I thought, but I didn't want this to be something that I did to make others happy. Or something that felt stressful. And I feel like doing it every week would put pressure on me to be interesting or to have something to say or these weird fucking experiences, which, believe me, they do fucking happen. They happen a lot. And, I don't know. So, I guess, yeah, I'm sorry if anybody was looking forward to me saying stuff. And I'm gonna try to do better because I do need to have better coping mechanisms, and this does help. It's so trendy to have a podcast now, though. So trendy. Like, everybody's got something to say. A hot take, if you will. Everyone has one, and I felt like mine was like, whatever, you know? I try to not be so judgmental because I don't know shit. I want somebody to give me that kind of grace when I'm going through shit. And I know things aren't always as black and white as people try to make them. I do remember that every time I did this, though, I would stop and pause it right here so I could take a sip of water. So maybe to keep that tradition alive, I am going to pause it right here. And hopefully y'all hear me through the second half, or, you know, stick around and listen, or don't. It's like I said, this is supposed to be for me.
Okay, so if there's like a grumbling sound, it's probably my air conditioning knocking on. So I don't even know what to say anymore. I would like to, you know, give everyone clarity and be like, oh, my life is calmed down. That shit is not calming down, bitch. That shit is stirring up even worse. And there is so much happening that I feel like I don't process. I just detach. I do want to preface, because I do feel like I owe it to the people who were listening, to say that I stopped recording these things because I record these like in where I live, and the environment I was living in wasn't one that I felt comfortable recording these or sitting down and talking to myself. Like, I don't know why it made me like self-conscious. I was living in a house with these people who were not clean. If they hear this and they're offended, you should fucking be. Had me living in that fucking terrible ass house. Like, ugh. But since then, I live alone now. And I love it. Honey, if you're in a living situation and you don't like it, you don't like the people you live with, you can live by yourself. I didn't think I could do it. Here the fuck I am doing it right now, literally in my apartment recording this shit. Which, you know. Anyways, I have a really small apartment, but I made it really cute and I made it my own. And I got hella deadbolts and stuff on my door, like, to keep people from coming in, because, you know, I'm a woman. Like, when nobody trying to kick my door in, like, please do not bust up in here trying to get me. So it's not impossible. I feel like growing up, there's just so much shit you don't know. We just don't know. Like, I learn something new every day, and I appreciate that. I love learning. I don't think I ever want to stop learning. Also, random thought. The first half of this, I had my AirPods in. Yeah, I bought AirPods. Recording this, and that's why it sounds filtered like that, like muzzled. So I'm sorry. And I know the second half won't sound like that. I like had to find my stuff that I used to set it up with, because I was like, this sound muffled. It sound covered up. It sound wretched. I don't know. It sounded bad. I've done a lot since I stopped recording these. I started seeing a psychiatrist. I don't really be liking her advice sometimes. She told me I was wrong for cutting this guy off. I had a crush, hello crush, on one of my like friends in my friend group, which that was also like something that I shouldn't have tried to move forward with, because now, I mean, neither one of us are gonna say shit to the other person, because like he has a really big ego, and that's fine. And I am just a person who grew up in an environment to where when things are happening, when things are uncomfortable, I'm gonna do everything to act like they're not uncomfortable. I'm gonna act poised. I'm gonna act together. I'm gonna act unbothered. And that's not out of not caring. That is out of me not wanting to feed into problems or situations by making them worse. So it results in acting like everything's okay, because it is okay and it's gonna be okay. Yeah. So yeah. Oh, I was talking about this guy. Sorry, fucking forgot. I like put his ass in a part of my brain and kind of locked that door. now, so it's like detached from thinking about him. So I try to, like, I always just will be saying something about him, I forget now. I don't know. I really liked him and I thought he liked me. But he said something like, and like he knew I liked him. Like there was no way that he would have not known that, which, and if he didn't, like that means he's a fucking idiot. So that's a problem in itself. Like, you know, like I can't deal with no stupid person. Like I don't like stupid people. And he said some, which, fuck it, I'm gonna tell the whole situation. I was telling him I was going out with some friends, and then he responded saying that he was going on a date. And it's like, you know that I like you, you know? Why the fuck would you tell me some shit like that? Like, you wanted, like, you either wanted me to be upset, like, that's also another problem, because I don't want love like that. I don't want love that's petty and manipulative and spiteful. I don't want somebody that wants me to be jealous. Like, I want somebody that likes me and is proud that they like me and wants to scream from a mountaintop that they fucking like me, even if they don't do that. I want somebody that wants to know me or is interested in getting to know me. And just, I felt like a lot with him because he has a big ego and, you know, I'm perfect. So it was always like a whose dick is bigger contest. Like, we were both just showing off to the other person. And I knew in the long run that he wasn't my person. And all my friends were right. And yes, I love that about my friends. I love when you go to people in despair and upset and they're just like, told you so, which, not a lot of my friends were like that. Like, oh, well, there was one who was like that. And I was like, fuck. I appreciate her. She's like saying she was giving me tough love, but it's like, I'm already admitting that I'm fucking wrong and done with this person. What the fuck is the tough love needed for at this point? But I think she just didn't want me to like go back and forth with him. And I'm not like that. Like, when I'm done with somebody, I am done. I ghost people, and I know that's shitty. I know that's bad, and I know I shouldn't. I fucking ghosted this podcast, like, didn't post for months, like, for almost a fucking year. And I know that ghosting people is wrong. I know it can lead that person to, you know, be so upset and question things about, like, themselves and... But I know it's wrong, but I have to protect myself, okay? Nobody's gonna protect me. Nobody's gonna protect me or my feelings or guard them. And it's not that I always need it to be protected and guarded and whatever else, but I don't need to actively be around people that hurt my feelings, you know? And I felt like that's what I was getting with him, and I feel like that's what I was getting with all the other people that I've ever ghosted, like, or I just don't feel respected. Like, I will ghost people for lying to me. That's such a trigger based off how I grew up. And like, why even, you're an adult, why the fuck are you out here lying? Like, at your big fucking age, why are you lying? That's embarrassing. Like, are you not fucking ashamed? Are you not ashamed of yourself? Like, so I don't, and the thing is, because ghosting, I know people are always like, that's the shittiest form of like dealing with people or getting rid of people, but who, see, that's the air conditioning, who is gonna take it easy or take it well that you don't want to be friends with them anymore? Nobody, unless they're extremely mature. But if they're extremely mature, you wouldn't want to not be friends with them because they're mature, you know? Who is going to take it well that you don't want to talk to them or hang out with them anymore? Nobody. They're going to get defensive. They're going to be like, what's wrong with you? Like, they're not going to self-reflect. They're not going to, oh God, they're not going to think that they're the problem at all. Definitely not. So with ghosting, as shitty as that may be, when I'm dealing with somebody and I'm getting disrespected and I'm getting lied to, why should I even give you the respect of telling you that I don't want you in my life anymore? Why should I do that for you? And I know that's not easy. And I know two wrongs don't make a right. And I know I shouldn't be spiteful, but why? It's already, and I think a part of me ghosting people isn't even just to be like, aha, I cut them off. Like, it's that I have been hurt by them, and hurt to a point where they are not, I can't face them. I can no longer face them because they hurt me so bad. And this doesn't come from a place of like fear. It's more of a, like, it turns me onto survival mode with that person. If I think you're lying to me and I've had to cut you off for lying to me, I will never speak to you again, because everything you say to me is null and void. It is a lie. You know, I don't know. It's hard to explain that. And I hope that makes sense or resonates with some people, because it's hard. Like, I'm human. I am trying, and I don't have it in me to, you know, put effort into people who are okay with disrespecting me or lying to me. And another thing that I face a lot with people, I deal with a lot of people that hurt me and don't acknowledge the fact that they hurt me. And that's something I also had to deal with growing up. It's just, it's coped in like gifts or people giving me stuff or buying me stuff to say sorry instead of just opening their fucking mouth and saying sorry. And then that doesn't stop. It never stops. They keep doing the same shit. And what am I supposed to do? So I feel like I just shut down. And I try my best to move forward. And it sucks because I don't feel like I'm losing great people, but I don't like to hurt people. That's assuming that I've hurt people from this, because I could be dealing with people that don't give a fuck. Like, this guy cut off, I don't think he gives a fuck that we're not talking, and that's fine. It is what it is. But like other people who have like tried to reach out to me and I ignore them, and it's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't like being the reason for someone's misery or sour emotions, or, you know, them feeling, having that emptiness of not having any type of closure. But I can't give you that. I am not strong enough to give you that. I am strong enough to move forward with those who love me and try to put myself back together in whatever way you decided to tear me apart. Because I'm trying. Like, I'm trying. I don't know what else to do. And I don't. I didn't think I would start crying. But maybe that's good. Maybe it's good that I'm crying and releasing some, like, tension. Just really tired of being hurt. It sucks. I had a friend who I stopped talking to because she lied to me. And we stopped talking like 3 years ago. Well, she fucking killed herself this year. And I don't say that in a way of like whatever. I'm angry because we fucking grew up together. And she meant a lot to me. And what we were fighting over was so stupid. And I made so many conclusions, and anger is the easiest way to deal with it right now. But I just didn't think that when I was younger, I didn't think this would be how our lives panned out. And then me having to reach out to her family, knowing that they know that they knew me and her weren't on good terms. And it felt so like they were going to hate me. And I know they don't, but maybe I'm angry with myself. But it's just like, I think back to ghosting people and not speaking to her and not trying to work things out. Like, I don't know. You may not have that opportunity to fix it with someone. But then I think about what happened. And she blocked me first. Because she had said something to me after I fight. And I just didn't respond because, you know, I just avoid stuff. And I think she took that very personal and, like, blocked me on everything. And, oh, well. It made me realize that, you know, if she wanted me in her life, I would have been in it. But regardless of how much we fought, like, I still cared about her. I didn't want her to, I hate that, I wouldn't have ever wanted her to, you know, kill herself. And it sucks that she didn't see value in her life. It sucks that she gave up. But I'm happy she's not in pain. And I know that regardless of me and her talking, that there was nothing I could do to prevent this outcome. And if anybody else is struggling with that, because I feel like suicide is such an unsettling way to lose somebody. It's so unsettling. It sucks. It just, and then you get angry. And then how do you deal with that? How do you deal with being angry with somebody who felt that terrible? You can't. And it sucks. And you're allowed to be angry. And you're allowed to cry about it every time you think about it. Or you think about them. Or you remember something that happened. Or you hear a song that reminds you of them. You're allowed to be upset, but it's not about you. It's not about you, and it never was, it never will be, and it's okay to think about that person and to think about the great times you had with them and to just cherish that and cherish what was. I feel like today, one of my friends, like, we kind of grown apart, but we're still friends. I still love her to death. It's her birthday, but I don't know, we've been doing a lot better recently. But we, like, me and my other friend, like, decorated the house to, like, say happy birthday. And I don't know. Since I cut that guy off, I've been feeling so happy and genuinely happy. I couldn't tell you the last time I was genuinely happy. I feel like there's no more pressure of trying to say the right thing or trying to get him to like me or what the fuck ever else. Like, it's just me now. And I can focus on me. And I'm starting a new career, which I'll get into that. I'm not gonna say what it is. Y'all know I only tell y'all just enough. But we decorated her room because I feel like I'm in this stage of, I wanna celebrate who's here now. You know? I wanna celebrate those who love me. Who want to be around me and who want me in their life, because they deserve to be celebrated. And even if it doesn't work out or we stop being friends or whatever, I was able to experience genuine love and emotion for however long the time was. Sorry if that was like triggering to anyone. Well, actually, I'm not sorry. I'm tired of apologizing for the way I feel. And this is my podcast, so I just know that that's a sensitive topic. And if anyone is struggling, I think depression, which I said I started seeing a psychiatrist this year, I am on antidepressants now. I don't know if they what is the opposite of depressing? They're all, any pressing verb all means the same thing. It means lowering, downing, you know, compacting. It means the same shit. But I don't know if they repressing or whatever the fuck. Not, you know, I think they are helping my depression. But I learned that when you struggle with things like depression and anxiety, that shit is forever, babe. It's not gonna go away. And you can't let that shit win. That is something you actively have to fight. When I get out of bed, when I study for tests for my new career, when I go to work, and when I do anything besides laying in my bed, that is me fighting. And you, people give up. Hell, my friend did. People just, there are some people who can't fight it. But if you don't sit here and you fight and you don't fight your depression, you're not gonna win. You're not gonna overcome anything. That's something you actively have to work through. And I don't mean work through in the way of like, haha, you made it to the other side, you're not depressed anymore. Like, you're gonna constantly have to fight that shit. Cause it's gonna fight you. And it all starts with somewhere small. I've been reading this book and it talks about doing one thing at a time, focusing on what's in front of you, focusing on like accomplishing one thing at a time. If you do one thing and you do it well, then you can move on to another thing. But if you try to do two things at once, you're not doing anything at all. I think that was one of the quotes from the book, from some old racist, probably, I don't know. But that's true. Like, if the one thing is getting out of bed, do it. Once you get out of bed, clean up, clean your space. Even if you do it a corner at a time. I moved since I stopped making these. I was staying in a different part of my state and I moved. And I really like living where I'm living. A lot of things are different. I do still work in a restaurant because that is what's paying my bills for the time being, but I'm about to start a new career and hopefully I'll be good at it. I think, honestly, I've told people I don't think that I am like a person that just, you know, achieves everything they want. I think my key to life and what helps me is I'm good at applying myself. Like, even if I do something and I don't like it, I'm like, okay, well, I applied myself. I tried. I saw that I didn't like it. A lot of people don't even be trying. They don't even see. They be like, oh, well, I'm going to go to work and go home. Honey. I know some people, their only goal is to go to work and then have a drink when they get off.
I could. I used to. I feel like when I also stopped making these, because I was in a really dark place when I was making these, and I'm in such a better place than I was last year. I was going out every night, drinking, just trying to avoid something that had happened to me, or thinking about it, or laying in my bed. And I don't know, I'm happy. So I think happiness is something that is conventional. I think we have to create happiness for ourselves. It's not gonna just come to us. I think people should remember that. You create your own reality. So if you want to be happy, create happiness for yourself in whatever way, one thing at a time. I know that sounds so fucking cheesy, but you gotta start somewhere. If you told me I'd be where I am right now, sitting on the floor of my apartment that I paid for, that I moved into, that I love and have made a safe space for me, I would not have believed that. But I did that shit. And anything you wanna do, you should do that shit. Unless it's hurting somebody, chill the fuck out. That's weird. But, you know, if it's harmless or if it brings you joy, do it. I think I'm gonna sign off because I don't think I have much to say anymore. I don't think I have much to say anymore. If anyone listened this far, thank you. And I don't know when I'll make another podcast. All I can say is that I'm fucking trying. So thank you. Thank you for listening. And even if you, you know, thanks for caring. Even if you don't care, whatever. Like I said, this is for me. And I hope you find something that's for you. You know. So I think I used to be like calling people saddies. Yeah. Don't be sad. Literally. Do you. Do your fucking best. So until next time, have a good one.